Cayuga Elementary teacher Will Hamilton isn't the sort who typically shows up to school reform commission meetings. Last night, though, he came wearing Philadelphia Federation of Teacher red, with his sights set on the governor's election in November.
I'm pretty angry, and I'm a registered Republican, and I'm not voting Republican. I'm very angry.
Hamilton blames incumbent Governor Tom Corbett for allowing the district's funding to dwindle so much that the SRC had to impose health care concessions on the union so it could plow the savings into classrooms. For many teachers, they now have to pay for health insurance for the first time. For him, the concessions will cut his take-home pay by $7,000.
You know, I've got two kids in college. I'm struggling to pay for them. Now I'm supposed to put out more money. I don't know where it's going to come from.
The teachers were supported in their protest by many other Philadelphia labor unions, and participants heard rallying cries from several Democratic politicians. Stoking the teachers' fire even further were the dozen or so anti-PFT protesters on the scene, who it was revealed this week were paid to attend the event by the conservative Commonwealth Foundation. Amidst the noise, Science Leadership Academy teacher Erin Giorgio held her infant son, who was fastened to her chest in a carrier. In front of the baby, a sign read, "My mom keeps her contract with her students."
I'm a new parent. I have a 4.5-month-old, and I am hopeful that in the next couple of years that my child will be a Philadelphia Public Schools student. So I am very, very concerned that as the SRC unilaterally broke our contract, that is going to cause a lot of teachers to leave the school district.
Inside the meeting, the 5-member SRC listened to a long line of angry teachers, parents, and education advocates. Among them was Jesse Epps, one of the organizers of the 1968 sanitation worker strike in Memphis.
Please take the blinders off and realize that the amount you are targeting to save will trigger the need for greater expenditures than the amount you think you're saving.
There were a few people who spoke in support of the SRC's move. Each time, members of the crowd grew hostile and attempted to drown them out with heckles and chants. More than a decade ago, Helen Cunningham was a member of the Philadelphia School Board before the School Reform Commission came into existence.
Having been a volunteer doing the same job as USRC members, I remember how hard a job it is. I remember how unpopular doing the right thing can be.
Many of the teachers and parents who spoke said they felt the SRC's action vilified the profession and ignored the myriad sacrifices that teachers make daily. The actual substance of the night's meeting was an afterthought. By the time the SRC actually voted on building sales and charter non-renewals, the room was almost empty. Afterwards, Superintendent Height said he understood the teachers' frustration, but said the SRC's action was necessary after more than 100 bargaining sessions with the union failed to yield a new contract.
It's an easy conversation if you don't have to make a choice. We had to make a choice, and I chose to make a choice to get resources back into schools.
By imposing health care concessions, the district says it can reallocate more than $50 million this year and $200 million over 4 years. The teachers' union vows to fight the health coverage changes in court. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.